T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marty Griffin. Man, Thanksgiving. Man, Black Friday. You know, he's with us today. The legend himself, Josh Shapiro. How are you, sir?
Good to be with you, man. I didn't realize we were humming and singing this morning.
Ba-da-ba-da.
Is that what happens here at KDK?
You have to, man.
It's good to be with you.
I'm glad to see you again. The last time I saw you, I was very sick. And I've got to say this about Josh. And I don't know that I've met a politician like him in my life. There's a handful. Fitzgerald and Honorado come to mind. But with the compassion and motivation and energy to keep chasing the rabbit every day, how do you find... Because I didn't know you, and you find this energy and compassion and enthusiasm for your work. How do you find the energy?
You know, you just look every day into the eyes of the people you get to help, and that inspires me. And look, these are tough subjects we deal with every day, right? And you got to be careful not to let that get you down. And so what I focus on is the outcomes, the solutions we're able to deliver for people, the way in which we're able to help them. And that motivates me. And it gets me through the long days and the long travel. And I'm just grateful to have the opportunity to serve as Pennsylvania's Attorney General, the people's AG.
Do you wind down or is it always on your mind?
It's a fair question. I take great comfort in being with my kids. As you know, I've got 4 school-age kids. We love sports. We do a lot of sports, both playing and watching. That helps. But I'd be lying to you if I said I could really shut it off. It's very hard to shut it off. You take the job home with you, and you work hard for people. But look, I mean, it's what I ask from the people, right? I asked to serve as their attorney general, and you know, you get 4 or 8 years to do that work, and I'm going to keep doing it as long as I can, as long as they'll have me do it. And you want to maximize the time, and you want to focus as much as you can on delivering for them.
The sex abuse scandal in your report literally changed the world. It really did. Mm-hmm. And the view of the Catholic Church. Actually, guys like me left the church as a result of some of the blowback. And I lost 5 friends that I was I was an altar boy. And in the church where I grew up, the pastor of that church raped a dozen of my friends. 5 of them are dead. It rips your soul apart. How have you been able to manage the blowback against you personally? Because you've been attacked.
Yeah, I have, and I pay absolutely no attention to being attacked. Listen, the people I pay attention to are the thousands, as the grand jurors found, the thousands of child victims. People like Bob Kirby, who you don't know. Bob's from the Bethlehem area, which is on the eastern side of our state. Bob was abused by a priest when he was a young teenager. He didn't share his truth till he was 80 years old. Mm. He never told his wife about it. And they were married for 50 plus years. This is a guy who's dragged that pain around with him for so long. And I could go on and on with the examples. And the reality is it's those people that I think about that I fight for every day. I could care less what people say about me. Here's what I know. We expose the truth. 301 predator priests, thousands of child victims. I could tell you what's happened since then. We've received 1,970 calls to our clergy abuse hotline. 90% of those calls are about clergy abuse. 21 state attorneys general opened up investigations. Other state AGs have arrested predator priests modeled on investigations like ours here in Pennsylvania. The Pope convened a global summit. The feds have launched a probe. We are standing up for survivors, and we're showing other states and other law enforcement agencies how to do that. That's what I focus on every day, making sure every one of these predators and every one of their enablers, the bishops and others, are held to account for their role in this abuse.
It's funny because a lot of folks would argue they haven't been held to account. Although what you've done was tectonic in terms of the changes it made and how it changed the view in the world, but that the Catholic Church still has $1,300 an hour lawyers lobbying in Harrisburg, and that's why this window has not been open for folks who want to come and sue. Are you frustrated by that, sir?
Well, let's set the table here a little bit, right? So the grand jurors, when they wrote the report, said that they were doing so really for 2 reasons. Number one, to expose the truth, and number two, to make sure something like this never happens again. And in order to make sure something like this never happens again, they recommended four specific reforms to our state laws, three of which Governor Wolf signed into law last week, and I sat beside him when he signed them. One is to make sure we have no criminal statute of limitations on child sexual abuse. That's good. Two is to make sure confidentiality agreements can't be used to stop communication with law enforcement. That's also good. Three is to clarify who a mandated reporter is. That's good. Here's the problem. They didn't pass the fourth reform, which is to allow those abused to confront their abusers in court. That's called a window, if you will.
We're going to take a break. And we have Attorney General Josh Shapiro. This is important stuff. I'm so glad he's here today. Attorney General Josh Shapiro. Hang in there, folks. Attorney General Josh Shapiro joining us. I don't want to get off this, the statute of limitation reforms. Yep. So what's fascinating about this is what you said is spot on, right? You made tremendous strides, but you have one last hurdle. Would you not say, sir?
Yeah, no, that look, the grand jurors called for four reforms. That fourth reform is giving those abused the right to confront their abusers in court. And on that, I want to come back to something you said before. The bishops and others have spent millions of dollars on lobbyists and high-priced lawyers to actually lobby against the reform.
It's amazing.
To stop those abused from having the chance to confront their abusers in court. And so that's the fourth reform. And I said at the bill signing ceremony with the governor the other day, and the governor echoed this as well. I appreciate his strong support for this. We're not done. We're 3 for 4 right now. We got, you know, I've got 4 school age kids. You got school age kids. My, you know, they would get an incomplete, right? Not an A, not a B, not an F, an incomplete. We are not done yet. And I am never going to quit on these survivors. I'm going to keep fighting to make sure we get that fourth reform done. And I don't care how much money Bishop Zubik and these other folks spend of parishioners' money. And we know they've already spent millions of dollars on lobbyists. I don't care how much they spend. At the end of the day, the people of Pennsylvania will be heard. The survivors will be heard. We will pass that fourth reform, and we will get this done.
It's hard to fathom, but just for perspective, there is no one in your office, including yourself, that even comes close to making $1,300 an hour.
Oh, God.
The church has lawyers that are paid to make $1,300 an hour to stop this reform to allow abuse victims to sue.
Yeah, look, I don't begrudge a lawyer making money. What I do have a problem with is the way in which the church goes out and claims that they've changed.
Right.
And claims that this is a thing of the past, yet the cover-up lives on.
Right.
Because they're spending millions of dollars to continue the cover-up, to continue to make sure that there isn't transparency, that there isn't openness when it comes to holding those predator priests and their enablers accountable for the horrific abuse of these children.
I have experience with Bishop Zubik. I was an altar boy at the church where all of those friends of mine were sexually assaulted by the pastor. This was Zubik's first stop in the Catholic Church. It was his first parish. I remember that the day I died, I was 14 years old. I've had this discussion with him, now he refuses to talk to me, that I believe there's no way that someone like Zubik, who saw this happen at this church when this happened, was there, who also was at a school here when incidents happened, that I believe there's no way that these insiders don't know that this sort of thing occurred. So what do you say?
You know, Marty, respectfully, and you know, I have great respect for you, it's less about what you believe
and
more about what the grand jury report proves.
Great point.
And it proves, based on the church's own documents, based on testimony to the 23 grand jurors, who are everyday Pennsylvanians, some of whom may be listening right now, who knows? They heard direct testimony demonstrating Bishop Zubik's involvement in the cover-up. It's written in the grand jury report. Go read it. This should be less about Marty Griffith or Josh Shapiro's belief and more about what we proved in this report. And you still have people who are engaged in the cover-up, like your bishop here,
so
who are
power. You believe the bishop, David Zubik, here is engaged in a cover-up, sir?
I think the grand jurors proved in their report that he, together with former Bishop Worrell, were involved in the cover-up, clearly and plainly. And the fact that he is still in a position of power has to, you know, make you ask yourself, has the church really changed?
That would be my argument. If you keep the same people in power, there's no way you can reform or change, can you, sir?
No, and I've said that all along. You know, the church claims that this is a thing of the past. let me tell you, it is not a thing of the past when you have leaders in positions of power who are engaged in the cover-up, number one. And number two, when you've got survivors who every single day are still battling the effects of their abuse and are being denied access to the court because the church is spending parishioner money to stop them from getting the help that they need. Think about this. If you're abused as a little child, little boy or girl, and the effect of that abuse is that you've battled, you know, drug addiction, yes, and alcoholism, yes, which you and I know people who have gone through that. And the church is saying, sorry, we're not going to let you come to court, confront your abuser so that you can get resources to pay for that drug treatment. It continues. The cover-up continues. The lack of transparency continues. This is what's happening today in Pennsylvania and across the country.
It's amazing, though, and you know this, Attorney General, I have a lot of close friends that are still Catholic who say to me, that repressed memory crap is bogus. There's no way an 83-year-old man all of a sudden remembers he was molested or sexually assaulted. And they consider these to be bogus claims, folks chasing dollars, sir.
Oh, that is demonstrably false. The way in which this grand jury report was put together was with documents that we seized from the church's own secret archives. That's their term, not ours. That detailed the abuse, contemporaneous with that abuse, oftentimes. It also included direct testimony in the grand jury from people who were under oath. This happened. And any conspiracy theorists or apologists out there who claim that this didn't happen is only further victimizing those who have already been victims by these predator priests.
I want to ask you after the break, there is a lot of thought that because of your report and because of the names of these priests being released, that now they want no more of these grand jury reports released to the public.
Right.
This is the discussion, which I find reprehensible, by the way. We have Josh Shapiro with us, folks. We'll be right back. Marty Griffin here with Attorney General Josh Shapiro. So now the notion is you screwed up. You released all these names of these quote-unquote poor priests. So let's ban grand jury reports forever. What do you say to that, sir?
Well, again, let's set the table. So the Supreme Court oftentimes has task forces or working, yes, groups. Supreme Court of Pennsylvania. And so they had a task force who on a 4-3 vote recommended that they do away with grand jury,
right,
reports. It's not binding at all. And it's also important to note that while there's a lot of honorable, good people on this task force, they're very leaning toward defense counsel in this case. And so obviously they want less transparency.
Right, they do.
I want more transparency.
Exactly.
The public wants more transparency. Grand jury reports allow us to root out systematic corruption, to hold big institutions accountable, to be able to make seismic change in areas where we see massive problems. And I will tell you, given the work we did, obviously, on the Catholic Church, given some of the work we've done on public corruption in the Harrisburg area, obviously less interesting to folks listening to this show now, but really critical in that central Pennsylvania area, these grand jury reports matter. And given what we have coming down the pike, which obviously in this setting I can't talk about,
right,
I can tell you that the public should want these reports to remain and
completely
should want
agree.
More transparency.
Completely agree. This notion that we should hide everything so that we don't expose the truth scares the heck out of me.
And I will just tell your listeners, the only way to get rid of grand jury reports is for lawmakers to actually vote, your state representatives, your state senators, to vote to do away with it. And I would hope everybody listening here would make their lawmakers aware of the fact that they want grand jury reports remain. They want openness and transparency. They want to make sure that systematic public corruption and abuse is rooted out. And the only way to do that is to maintain these grand jury reports.
Let's get into this opioid lawsuit settlement when we come back, okay? Josh Shapiro, the Attorney General, joining us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.